How about this? We got local sports talk show on a Monday night here on the Sports Animal. Great to be with you. I am Vince Ferrara. Appreciate you joining us. Yes, we're continuing on talking local sports. We're doing some bonus shows here on the Sports Animal for a little bit. So lucky enough to be in the host chair today. Ben Hardy is our producer here in this hour. We got a lot to get to. I have a lot planned for you. We are theming this first hour as a Nashville Sports Hour. Excited what we're going to bring to you. Obviously, with the Tennessee Titans playing on Monday Night Football, thought let's go to Nashville and get a preview of the Titans and the Bills on Monday Night Football. By the way, you can hear that on AM 990. Tonight, we bring you all of the primetime games, plus a Sunday afternoon early tilt in the National Football League. 80-plus games on the schedule for this season on the Sports Animal. All those games on AM 990, and sometimes they will simulcast as well. So you can go to 991thesportsanimal.com for that full list of NFL games. So if you're looking for the Titans and the Bills tonight, also will be on News Talk 98.7 to carry all the Titans games as well. But here on 99.1, until 8 o'clock, we will have the Nashville Sports Hour. We'll have a preview of the Titans and the Bills with Darren McFarlane from 102.5 The Game in Nashville, and works on the Predators Radio Network, and so really knows the Tennessee Titans really, really well. So we're going to get a Titans Bills Monday Night Football preview in about 7 minutes. So you want to stay tuned for that. Then a little bit later on this hour, in about 20 minutes, we're going to talk about the Nashville Predators with Willie Donick. The NHL season just getting underway, and we'll look ahead to what this season might look like for the Preds. And a lot to cover with Willie's outstanding. He is the TV play-by-play voice of the Nashville Predators. And then we're going to talk some soccer. Nashville SC play-by-play announcer John Freeman will join us at 7:37. So in about 34 minutes, we'll talk to John Freeman. Excited about that. He is outstanding. He's also the voice of Belmont men's basketball, and really exciting. The MLS is right now exploding in popularity. Nashville now has a franchise, and we'll talk to John Freeman for a few minutes a little bit later on this hour. So we got this first hour on those Nashville sports, including obviously the Tennessee Titans. So real quick on the Titans. Titans and the Bills tonight, two battle of division leaders right now. Buffalo's at 4-1. And they lost that first game against the Pittsburgh Steelers. And you were thinking, whoa, wait a minute. Maybe Buffalo's not going to be the Super Bowl contending team that you thought. But that's if you overreacted. And I did not. And Buffalo's got things together. They've won four straight ever since that opening week loss to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Tennessee Titans, as you guys know, been a little bit more up and down, had the loss to Arizona, and that's nothing to, you know, be ashamed of with Arizona still being undefeated. Then he had the wins at Seattle and then Indianapolis, and then that hard-to-explain loss at the New York Jets, and then last week avoided any sort of continued letdown in beating Jacksonville on the road. Now it's two straight at home, including this Monday night game with Buffalo, then Kansas City next Sunday, which will be a lot of fun, and they're going back and forth with the two road, two home for a while. But this is an important game for the Titans to really show that they are a true contender in the AFC, and they've been inconsistent. So we'll see how it plays out. Remember, these two met almost a year ago. It's just a little bit longer than a year ago when they played that Tuesday game because of COVID-related postponement. So Tennessee won last year's meeting 42-16. This Buffalo team, I think, is even better. I'm Vince Ferrara. You can find us on our app, the WNML mobile app powered by Big Kahuna Wings, and then on Twitter at Sports Radio WNML. I'm on Twitter at Vince Sports. We got a lot planned here on this Nashville Sports Hour. And then we're going to talk Tennessee football and basketball coming up from 9 to 11. We'll have open phones during that period of time. We're going to get to all that stuff because I have some thoughts on the Tennessee men's basketball team and watching them practice and scrimmage recently. And then obviously lots on Tennessee and Ole Miss. Darren McFarlane from 102.5 The Game, Preds Radio Network, with a preview of the Titans and the Bills Monday Night Football from Nashville next here on 99.1 The Sports Animal. Back here on 99.1 The Sports Animal, a little bonus local sports talk here in Knoxville tonight. Excited to have you with us. I'm Vince Ferrara, Ben Hardy producing. We're going to lead right up to Big Orange Hotline on the Vol Network from 8 until 9, right after this Nashville Sports Hour. Then from 9 to 11, we're going to focus on the University of Tennessee with Tennessee football talk and reacting to so many things with that Tennessee Ole Miss thing. Don Mahoney will join us, former Tennessee assistant coach, my partner on high school football as an outstanding analyst. We're going to talk about the coach's view on what he saw from Tennessee Ole Miss. So looking forward to that. And then we'll get into some basketball talk as well. As I've watched a Tennessee basketball team practice and scrimmage, have a bunch of observations on the entire roster. We'll get to that. And then we'll look ahead to Alabama for Tennessee football with our friend Chris Stewart in the final segment of the show. So local sports talk here. A little bonus on a Monday night. It's the Nashville Sports Hour. We'll talk Preds coming up. We will talk Nashville SC coming up with John Freeman right now. Time to preview Monday night football. The Titans hosting the Buffalo Bills. And we bring in our guy, Darren McFarlane. You find him on Twitter at DMAC, M-A-C underscore 1025 from 1025 The Game, Preds Radio Network, as the intermission host and interviewer and one of the host of the Darren Donick and Chase terrific show in Nashville on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Darren, Vincent Oxel, a little nighttime talk show action. How are you?
Good to hear your voice when it's dark outside. I like it. Good evening. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm great. Obviously, this is two division leaders tonight, so let's jump right in. Saw that A.J. Brown is questionable for tonight's game with air quote illness. Also had a player elevated as a COVID replacement. Should we put two and two together, or what do you make of A.J. Brown tonight?
No, A.J. Brown's going to be in there. He'll be limited. I mean, he's admitted, Vince, that he's going to be on a snap count. So he'll be upright and healthy and in there, or at least in there. I don't know how much. Remember, he has played this season where he's been upright and healthy and active. But didn't finish the game. Julio Jones has been in there and not finished the game. Both of them will be suited up and ready to go tonight. Did learn that wide receiver Josh Reynolds is inactive. Running back Mekhi Sargent is inactive. Linebacker Monty Rice is inactive. And outside linebacker John Simon is inactive. Amani Hooker in the lineup. That is good news for the Titans secondary. They are going to need all hands on deck because they have learned that Christian Fulton has been placed on IR. So they're going to be without his services. We know this Buffalo team is just loaded. They are the favorite in the AFC. Yes, the Kansas City Chiefs have won a Super Bowl. They've been to the Super Bowl 2 years in a row, but this Bills team looks legit. They were in the conference championship game last year, and dare I say it, they look like a better version of last year. So the Titans, who handled them last year in a crazy, crazy scenario where the Titans didn't practice or get together for 12 days before that game. We were sitting here in Nashville going, how are they going to beat this Bills team? Because of COVID issues, the Bills were mad about the scheduling of this game, and the Titans just came out there and served one up to them, just a can of whoop, as they say. And the Bills remember that. I've already heard Sean McDermott talk about and the players remembering last year. So the Titans have been good at this spot, but they're going to have their hands full tonight.
Darren McFarlane from 102.5 The Game in Nashville joining us, Preds Radio Network in Nashville, preview of Titans and the Bills on Monday Night Football. You can hear that game both on AM 990 on the Sports Animal and on our sister station, News Talk 98.7, the Knoxville affiliate for the Tennessee Titans. So you mentioned a couple of the guys that are in and out, including Christian Fulton in the secondary. How big is the loss of Christian Fulton, who seems to have really done a nice job for the Titans?
Yeah, I mean, he's a guy that they've been depending on. There's no doubt about it, because right now Caleb Farley, their first-round pick, has been very, very limited in his action. Haven't seen much of him. We know of his injuries at Virginia Tech, but the injuries kind of followed him. He's been really limited a lot since he's been here, so really haven't got a chance to see Caleb Farley at 100%. You need a first-round pick to be out there. Mm-hmm. And so Christian Fulton, the second-year guy, really has taken that next step forward. And so he's been a guy that they have really liked his jump from year one to year two. But obviously I'm in the mix, and as I said, I mean, there is no getting around what this Bills team does. They can, you know, they're going to pass the ball a lot. You know, I mean, when you look at Josh Allen's stats, I mean, he's already thrown 12 touchdowns this season, over 1,300 yards. I mean, they can sling the ball around. They've got Stephon Diggs, who leads them in receiving. They've got Emmanuel Sanders, who's got 4 touchdowns. And, oh, by the way, they got Nashvillian, the Nashville kid, the big tight end, Dawson Knox,
yep,
who's got 5 touchdowns this year as their big tight end threat. And then they got a slot guy like Cole Beasley that can catch the ball inside. So they're going to sling it around. Their weakness, quite honestly, if you're trying to pick a weakness, is rushing the football. I mean, anytime your quarterback is the second leading rusher on the team, then you're not very effective running the football. Devin Singletary and Zach Moss are the two guys that they go to a lot. Breida's inactive tonight, so he's not that he's really done anything this year. But if you're finding a weakness with them in offense, it's running the football, because, one, their quarterback is going to run a lot. So just when you think you've got everything covered up downfield, you know, their quarterback will take off and beat you with his legs. So there's just really no weakness when you think about this Buffalo team. And, oh, by the way, they're difficult to score on. So
yeah,
the Titans are going to need the score. It's not going to be the first team to 20, in my opinion, to win this game. You're going to have to put up points or you're going to find yourself on the wrong side.
Previewing the Titans and the Bills Monday Night Football with Darren McFarland from Nashville. Last thing, we got about a minute, Darren. You hit on one thing, the last thing I was going to bring up, and that's that defense. Specifically, that defensive line is a real concern for me for the Tennessee Titans. With their offensive line issues they had, the Bills just roll guys in, like 7 guys. Gregory Rousseau, the first-round pick, tied for the team high in sacks. I think that's an area that could really be a factor tonight. What do you think about that matchup tonight?
Just think about that. Well, yes, I agree completely. One, Buffalo's done a really good job with Derrick Henry. Very few teams have, mm-hmm, even though Derrick Henry is on pace for a pretty cool record. I mean, 50 yards or more rushing in a game in the NFL, I get it, is not that big of a deal. It's not the standard. But when you think about putting those consecutive games together, he's done it now 30 straight games of 50 more yards rushing. And when you think about the guys he just passed, Vince, this is where it's more impressive. Tiki Barber, Emmitt Smith, Walter Payton, Curtis Martin, O.J. Simpson, Jim Brown. That's kind of a big deal, right? That's a pretty good list. That's the who's who of running backs. And, you know, he's chasing Priest Holmes. Priest Holmes leads that record, that NFL record, with 38 consecutive games of 50 more yards rushing. Like I said, Derrick Henry is active right now with 30 games. But going back to that Bills defense, I mean, they just, you think about what they've given up, they're only allowing just over 12 points a game. Conversely, the Titans are giving them 26 points per game. They don't give up much yard, you know, when it comes to passing yards allowed. They're giving up almost 100 yards less than the Titans defense. Rushing yards, about 50 yards less per game. Just goes to show you. And they've addressed it in their draft, and they've been highly successful. I think Dermott is a really good head coach, but I think up there in the front office, they've also been doing the right, making the right moves, especially on defense. They have been addressing it with guys that they've drafted, guys that they've brought in free agent wise, and they're going to be tough. I mean, that's the thing. When you're top of the league in both offense and defense, that pretty much says you're a hard out. And yeah, it is concerning. Now, can the Titans get pressure up the middle with Tart and Simmons? Like the Bills will do, they will try to bottle you up in the middle. We're about to find out. I think Simmons and Tart are capable, and Autry, those guys are capable of disrupting things up front and winning battles in the trenches, but I'm going to need to see it play out before I'm willing to go there. Right now, I would give the edge to Buffalo.
It's a preview. Titans and the Bills, Monday Night Football tonight with Darren McFarland from National 102.5 The Game, Predators Radio Network at DMAC_1025. Thanks, Darren. You're the best. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Vinny. Have a good night, man.
All right, you too. That is Darren McFarland from Nashville. We will go back to Nashville, talk to Nashville Predators TV play-by-play voice, Willie Donick. Why is this Predators season going to be successful for the Preds? We'll talk to Willie about that and more next here on 99.1 The Sports Animal. Back here on 99.1 The Sports Animal, 99.1 TheSportsAnimal.com. We will take some calls a little bit later on tonight. We're going to walk you right up to Big Orange Hotline on the Vol Network here on the Sports Animal from 8 until 9. And then from 9 until 11, I will be back. We're going to talk a lot of Tennessee Volunteers football, Tennessee Volunteers basketball as well. And we'll have open phones during that hour. Right now, it's the Nashville Sports Hour. We just talked to Darren McFarland with a Titans preview. The Titans playing the Bills on Monday Night Football. We're going to talk to John Freeman from Nashville SC, play-by-play voice, about the MLS in Nashville, how exciting that is right now. Another exciting product in the mid-state for fans here in East Tennessee as well. The Nashville Predators TV play-by-play voice and co-host of Darren Donick and Chase on 102.5 The Game in Nashville. Willie Donick joins us here on 99.1 The Sports Animal. Willie, Vince here in Knoxville. Good to talk to you, sir. How are you?
Good to talk to you, Vince. I'm listening to your schedule, man. I know what you've already done today. You're putting in the time, aren't you?
I am, including talking to you guys on your show. So, but
yes, exactly.
Just a little bit going on. So let's get right into the Preds. Obviously, the season very early underway. Had the first win for the expansion franchise in the Seattle Kraken against the Preds last week, and then the loss to Carolina. Just two games in, what are you seeing from this Preds team? Some early accounts and standout points in what you've seen on the ice so far.
It's very early, but and when you play the first four games at home, you hope to have a little bit of success. This is a team that, if people have seen from afar what they've done, they've made the playoffs seven consecutive seasons. They've had some opportunities, I think, to win it all. I think the window with the nucleus of players that they've had is changing a little bit. They still have some guys that I think they have, a lot of good productive time left. But the roster as a whole was getting a little bit older. So they are trying to do what David Poile has talked about on our show, the general manager of the Predators, is a competitive transition, where you gradually get a little bit younger and you turn over the roster, and you try to do that while you're still being competitive. So they've lost 2 one-goal games so far. I didn't think they played particularly well against Seattle in the first game, and they'll go down in the history books as the first victim of the Seattle Kraken, a dubious distinction. But I think Seattle is going to be a good team. We talked about Vegas before, Vince. Mm-hmm. I think the expectations of an expansion team now are different than they used to be when we were growing up, where you expect to struggle for 5 or 6 years. Vegas blew that out of the water. And I think Seattle will be competitive too. And then they turned around and lost to a very tough team, the team that eliminated them from the playoffs last year. I think one of the 10 best teams in the league for sure, in the Carolina Hurricanes. And I thought Nashville played well enough to win that game for sure. Probably you could argue they were good enough to win either game, but they're going to have to be – they've got to get results. I think give it time. I think they're going to be a team that could be on the fringe of making the playoffs again, which I think, all things considered, as they try to turn the roster over to a younger team, would not be a bad thing.
Willie Donick, TV play-by-play voice of the Nashville Predators, joining us here on 99.1 The Sports Animal. Willie, you mentioned the roster turnover and getting younger. What do you see as with the makeup of this roster right now – as the strengths of this Predators team and maybe some of the areas that are question marks or to be determined how they're going to play out?
I think that it all starts, and I think that one of the simplest things you ask, it's like the quarterback in football. Mm-hmm. Do you have the goalie? And they've made a 4-year commitment to UC Saros, who takes the reins from his mentor, Pekka Rinne, who was the goalie for a long, long time, well over a decade for the Predators, one of the best, I think, a Hall of Famer. It's going to be probably borderline, but we will see. But Pekka Rinne will have his number retired. So UC Saros is taking over for a legend, for sure, especially in terms of just the franchise's history. But I think he's the real deal. He had a tremendous season last year. He almost single-handedly got them to the playoffs last year. Mm-hmm. If he can do anything close to that, I think they're in good hands going forward. And he's only 26 years old, so I think he can be their goalie and a real good one for a long time. The other strength, of course, is they've got one of the best defensemen in the NHL in Roman Josi. And he's in the prime of his career. The key for him, I think, long term is how long can he continue to be the player he is. He takes up a lot of their salary cap. He's their highest paid player, and I don't think there's any qualms with him being that. But he's a strength, and I think beyond that, I think you've got a lot of, again, young players that they're hoping will continue to develop and turn into that next great nucleus around those guys. And so I think you can win a lot of hockey games that way. But the key is you've got to have that collective group that develops and turns into productive players.
Last thing, visiting with Willie Donick from Nashville, from the TV play-by-play voice of the Nashville Predators. You mentioned the four-game homestand to get things started. Two games to this week with the LA Kings and then the New York Rangers. Just a quick thought on those next two matchups.
Yeah, the Kings and the Rangers are both really interesting teams. They both are very young, and they've gone through some rebuilding here, particularly the Kings, who won two Stanley Cups in 2012 and 2014, and then sort of blew it up, and they have a young group, and they really took it down low. I use the term competitive transition, what the Predators are trying to do. They went full rebuild, and so they're hoping that that starts to show some results this year. But it's the kind of team that the Predators need to be better than, I think, if they're going to sustain and get back to the playoffs for an eighth straight year. So it's a really interesting contrast in styles of how do you retool when you have a group of players that collectively are getting a little bit older. And, of course, for people that don't know, there's a hard salary cap in the NHL, Vince. It's not like the NFL where if you make some mistakes with your salary cap, the contracts are not fully guaranteed. So there are things you can do to get out of them. In the NHL, if you make a commitment to somebody, and oftentimes you do for 7 or 8 years, and it's not working out, you're stuck with that contract unless you can find somebody to trade. And so, for example, the Predators have two very high-paid centers, Ryan Johansson and Matt Duchene, very talented players, but they've underachieved the last couple of years since they've made that big money, and they're taking up a big chunk of the salary cap. So they need production out of those guys. So that's really a lot of what's riding on this season. If you tell me those two guys are playing well, I think their chances of getting back to the playoffs are much, much better. So the Kings and the Rangers have a lot of young talent, unproven, but this will be an interesting test for the Predators. So these are the types of teams they need to be successful against if they're going to get back to the playoffs.
You can watch the Preds on Bally, and then, of course, you'll see Willie Donick, TV play-by-play announcer and host of 102.5 The Game in Nashville. Follow him on Twitter, at Willie2LsD1025. Thanks for the time, Willie. Always appreciate it. Great talking hockey with you, as always.
All right, Vince, and thanks for all you do for our show and over here in Nashville as well. So anytime, of course. I will always be ready to reciprocate.
We'll take you up on that. Thanks. Have a great night, Willie.
Okay, bud.
All right, that is Willie Donick from Nashville as we continue with the Nashville Sports Hour. Had Titans Monday Night Football preview against the Bills, talking Nashville Predators. Also, what about Nashville SC making the playoffs, playoff positioning? We'll talk to play-by-play voice John Freeman. That is next here on Vince Ferrara, 99.1, The Sports Animal. Back here on 99.1, The Sports Animal, 99.1, thesportsanimal.com. Tons of content on Tennessee football and beyond on our website. It's where you could stream us. Also, we're available on the WNML mobile app powered by Big Kahuna Wings. We're here in the Budweiser Studios. A little bonus local sports talk show for you here. Little Vince and Vol Network on a Monday night. Great to have you with us. I really appreciate you checking us out here tonight. And we're doing this first hour of Nashville Sports Hour here on 99.1 The Sports Animal. We'll talk some Tennessee football and basketball from 9 to 11 after we go to the Vol Network and Big Orange Hotline from 8 until 9. Excited. I'm a big soccer fan. Excited to bring in the play-by-play voice of Nashville SC. Boy, what a year Nashville SC has enjoyed, and soccer fans in the mid-state here in East Tennessee know our next guest. He is on Twitter at John Freeman TN. He's John Freeman. John, Vince here in Knoxville. Pleasure to talk to you. How are you?
Oh, this is awesome. Thank you so much for having me on. To think that Knoxville is ready and eager to talk soccer is an honor. It's a growing sport in this state, and Knoxville's got quite the good soccer scene, so I'm quite excited to talk to you about it. Yeah,
100%. In fact, we have a soccer show on Tuesday nights here on the Sports Animal, Tuesday nights 7 to 8 with one of our morning co-hosts in Will West. So yeah, I know I love it and appreciate that. It. Just a lot of love for it, including the European sport. But man, the MLS is such a great product. First, real quick, talk about how the team has been accepted in the mid-state, in your opinion, with fans there in the Nashville area.
Yeah, I mean, not just Nashville fans. It's across all of Tennessee. This mm-hmm. is becoming the state's team just as much as it's becoming Nashville's team. If you've had a chance to watch these games, Vic, mm-hmm. and see the Boys and Gold play at Nissan Stadium, they're drawing huge crowds, well above the league average, and tremendous environments. Everywhere I go around town in Nashville, you see a Nashville SC bumper sticker at just about every stoplight. It's a team that really had the city's attention over the summer. They've been playing really well, some electrifying games, really entertaining games, and it's catching on, and all of this is building up to a new stadium coming mm-hmm. next year, an absolute palace being built at the fairgrounds in Nashville. I've seen it rising out of the ground and into the sky. It's an incredible structure. And while this season has been tremendous and the results have been great and the fan support has been great, everyone is just equally as excited for the opening of that stadium next year. So we hit the ground running with this MLS team, and it's been quite the fun journey.
John Freeman, play-by-play voice of Nashville SC, joining us here on 99.1 The Sports Animal. I'm Vince Ferrara here with you on a Monday night as we're doing the Nashville Sports Hour here until 8 o'clock. So playoff positioning, Nashville in second place in the conference standings right now. Philadelphia right on Nashville's heels. What do you think about the stretch here and Nashville trying to keep that position at that two spot?
So here's why it's so important. So in Major League Soccer, the best seeded team in each matchup in the playoffs hosts a home game, which in a lot of sports doesn't mean a ton. In soccer, it means everything. Here's a stat for you. Nashville SC has not lost at home in almost a calendar year in MLS that hasn't lost a home game this season. So this last run-in of games for the Boys in Gold, it is paramount that they hold on, if they can, to that two seed, or at least a three seed or four seed, which would guarantee a first round home game, because they have been so good at home. In soccer, and you probably know this if you follow the sport, mm-hmm. going on the road is so difficult. I mean, you saw it in Alabama football. They go on the road to Texas A&M and they lose. It's kind of like that in soccer. If you go on the road, your chances of winning the game are much, much lower. And the Boys in Gold want to be home in Tennessee playing their playoff soccer. And right now they've put themselves in an incredible position for an expansion franchise that has only been in Major League Soccer for now less than 2 years. To be in second place in the highly competitive Eastern Conference over some really brand-name teams. You know, Atlanta United's one of them. They've got more points than of the Western Conference. They lead the Supporter Shield holders, which is the best record, like the President's Trophy in hockey. They lead the Supporter Shield holders in Philadelphia in the standings. What they're doing is amazing, and their chance of continuing it is going to be even higher in the playoffs if they can hold on to that two seed.
John, can you verbalize what Walker Zimmerman means to Nashville SC?
No. he's that good. I mean, there's so many little intangible things that he does. But if you've ever gone to a game or even watched it on TV, Walker Zimmerman he's a defender. He's a center back. And rarely does the star of a team in any professional sport play defense. But something about him, when you watch him, he just jumps out at you. Mm-hmm. The way he moves, the way he commands the area around him, even just the way he walks around the pitch, he just oozes with star power, and he's been a tremendous figure for this team, both on and off the field. He's got an engaging personality. Everything he says about and to the fans has been spot on, and he's also scored some really big goals, and he plays for the U.S. men's national team, and just captained the U.S. men's national team. So arguably one of the most important players in our country in this quest to qualify for the World Cup, which we know isn't easy. Arguably one of the best players in the country for this country plays right here in the middle of Tennessee. So it's hard to summarize him in a few words.
John Freeman,
He's an incredible player. Yeah, go ahead.
John Freeman, play-by-play voice of Nashville SC, joining us here on the Nashville Sports Hour. And Vince Ferrara, last thing with you, John, and really appreciate your time. Why has Gary Smith been the right coach for Nashville SC?
Gary Smith has done an incredible job. And I'm not just saying that because I'm the play-by-play voice of Nashville SC. Statistically, this run that Nashville is having in year two, just based on expansion, franchises, based on salary spend, based on the precedent of those who came before that entered this league in a similar time, what he is doing is absolutely remarkable. And he looks at games and he's changed formations. He's gone on the road and gotten really important points. He's made his home stadium an absolute fortress. And he's turned a lot of players, honestly, that other teams didn't value as much as Nashville does. He has turned them into MLS All-Star contenders and regular contributors. And he's gotten so much out of the players, and everybody's bought in to the extent where in year two, this Gary Smith-led team is an MLS Cup contender. And to me, he's the MLS Coach of the Year, hands down.
Tremendous. And what excitement for the terrific sport of soccer in the state of Tennessee. They got a great slogan for next year's season ticket sales as well. Closer, bolder, golder, which is so perfect. And on their website too, you can see the new stadium, Nashville SC Stadium, was so exciting. I've actually called MMA on the grounds there at the fairgrounds. I know exactly where it's at, and we'll definitely go to some games, and hopefully a lot of people in East Tennessee will as well. John, real pleasure to talk to you. Good luck the rest of the way. We'll do it hopefully again real soon, all right?
Absolutely. We got a game on Wednesday, so I hope everybody tunes in. I appreciate the time.
All right. Thanks, John. That is John Freeman, also the play-by-play voice of Belmont men's basketball as well. So Nashville SC on Twitter and then at John Freeman TN. We'll recap what we talked about in the Nashville Sports Hour. Final couple of thoughts on Titans, Bills, preview of Monday Night Football as well. That's next here on 99.1, the Sports Animal. Back here on 99.1, the Sports Animal, Vince Ferrara, a little bonus sports, local sports talk show here in Knoxville on the Sports Animal. Going until the top of the hour, just a couple minutes, we'll step aside for Big Orange Hotline on the Vol Network with, of course, Bob Kessling, Pat Ryan, Jeff Francis. We'll talk about Tennessee and Ole Miss, have some guests and callers and all that. So that's coming up from 8 until 9, and then I'll be back from 9 until 11, and we are loaded from 9 to 11. We're going to talk a lot about Tennessee and Ole Miss, a lot of reaction. We're going to talk a lot about the actual play on the field because that has been overshadowed and I think under-discussed to some degree. So we're going to get into some of that, including getting the perspective of a coach in Don Mahoney, former Tennessee assistant coach in 2013 to 2016, and he is my color analyst for the KOC Game of the Week on high school football. He will join us at 9:23, give us a coach's view on a number of things from that Tennessee-Ole Miss game. We're also going to look ahead to Alabama with Alabama Radio Network's Chris Stewart. He's the play-by-play voice for Tennessee men's basketball, and he's also on the football broadcast. We'll learn a little bit about Alabama going up into this matchup with Tennessee in Tuscaloosa. And I'm going to share a whole lot of thoughts and observations I had on the game. We're going to take your phone calls. We'll have open phones from 9 until 11 at 656-9900. And then also watch this Tennessee basketball team practice, couple of scrimmages, practices, have a lot of thoughts. Go through the roster, in fact, with some opinions I have on this Tennessee men's basketball team. So that's coming up as well from 9 until 11. So Big Orange Hotline is next from the Vol Network, and then I'll be back from 9 until 11. For Ben Hardy, I am Vince Ferrara. Thanks so much for listening. Big Orange Hotline is next on the Sports Animal.